This is Earth and Sky. Some people dream of a future in which cars and electric power plants run on hydrogen.
Hydrogen fuel could create less pollution than fossil fuels. It might provide virtually unlimited energy. One challenge, though, is creating the hydrogen. Today, hydrogen is typically produced from natural gas. This process takes more energy to create the hydrogen than the user can get back out of it later. It also generates the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide. And over time, Earth's natural gas supplies are bound to diminish.
Karen Brewer is a chemist at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. She's working to develop a hydrogen generation system that's energy efficient and expensive, clean and renewable. Water is made of hydrogen and oxygen. Brewer recently designed a chemical molecule that splits water. It mimics photosynthesis, the process that plants use to convert water, sunlight, and carbon dioxide into food.
When Brewer placed a glass jar filled with water and these molecules in sunlight, hydrogen gas bubbled up to the top. Brewer says that anywhere there's sunlight and water, this kind of system could be used to create hydrogen fuel.
I mean, my view is that if everyone in the world had food and energy, then it'd be a very peaceful place.
That's our show. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.